thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernan Darius, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernan Darius. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And our newest additions in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and its environs, Channel 24 on CiatSat. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Hiyomori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gurnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations highlights the importance of healthy oceans. In good governance news, a Hong Kong medical program assists thousands of senior citizens. In animal welfare news, a United Kingdom equine dentist is honored for his good work with many horses, donkeys, and llamas. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 26th, is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. It commemorates the celebration of appreciation in the autumn of 1621 with pilgrims and Native American families from the Wampanoag Nation in what is now the northeastern United States. It was an occasion to show gratitude to the Wampanoag people for their tremendous assistance. They taught the pilgrims how to plant corn and other crops, find medicinal plants, and other skills necessary to live abundantly on the land. Today, Thanksgiving in the United States is a holiday which includes large family gatherings, services of various faiths, and reflections on the many blessings received throughout the year. May all those observing Thanksgiving today have a kind-hearted, delectable vegan feast and a memorable time with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes strike around the world. On Sunday, November 22nd, Fiji was hit by three separate tremors in just 24 hours, measuring 5.3, 6.3, and 3.8 in magnitude. In New Zealand, the following day, a powerful magnitude 5.9 quake shook the east coast of North Island. Also on Monday, the Mexican state of Jalisco was jolted by a 5.1 magnitude tremor. Meanwhile, China's Sichuan province was jolted by a 4.8 aftershock of the major 2008 quake, this one centered in Wenchuan County of Abbott Tibet in Chiang Autonomous Prefecture. On Tuesday, November 24th, a strong 6.8 magnitude tremor hit 195 kilometers northeast of the Tongan capital of Nuku'alofa in the South Pacific. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injury in any of the events. Thank heavens for the well-being of those in the quake-hit regions. May residents worldwide soon be freed of such disturbing events as we step in unison toward more considerate, earth-harmonizing lifestyles.
Spain doubles food donation for Horn of Africa. The United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, has received $112 million from Spain for its emergency relief efforts in the East African countries of Eritrea, Djibouti, Ethiopia and Somalia. WFP Executive Director Gisette Sheeran said, "This extraordinary contribution brings hope and help to the 20 million most vulnerable people that we are committed to assisting in the Horn of Africa. The funding is in response to the United Nations Agency's appeal for $1 billion over the next 6 months to provide food for the region. Spain has already contributed $107 million so far this year and is now one of the top 10 donors to the World Food Programme. Our grateful thanks and Providence bless Spain for your generous assistance. May the Horn of Africa countries and her warm-hearted people be graced with abundant sustenance and peace."
India's Prime Minister pays official visit to U.S. Upon his arrival at the United States White House on Tuesday, November 24, Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh was welcomed by President Barack Obama for the first state visit of the President's administration.
"Mr. Prime Minister, yours is the first official state visit of my presidency, and it is fitting that you and India be so recognized." "This visit reflects the high esteem in which I and the American people hold your wise leadership."
During their meetings together, the leaders pledged increased levels of cooperation and partnership, signing a series of accords in the areas of security, environment, trade, education, and health. Their discussions about nuclear arms reduction also resulted in a mutual promise to fully implement a 2005 treaty.
"India welcomes the renewed international interest in nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. We have been a consistent advocate of a world free of nuclear weapons."
In addition, the two agreed to address climate change, with President Obama stating,
"We reaffirmed that an agreement in Copenhagen should be comprehensive and cover all the issues under negotiation. We resolved to take significant national mitigation actions that will strengthen the world's ability to combat climate change.
Our partnership will contribute to global efforts to combat climate change."
On Tuesday evening, a primarily vegetarian state dinner was enjoyed at the White House in honor of Prime Minister Singh.
"Mr. President, as you lead this great nation and look forward to working with you to renew and expand our strategic partnership, I wish you and the people of America a very, very happy Thanksgiving."
"Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies, for your cordial meeting and accords. May your continued work together bring a sustainable future of harmony and prosperity for the people of the United States and India and beyond."
Top 10 reasons for a turkey-free Thanksgiving. For the U.S. holiday on November 26, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, gives 10 reasons to refrain from killing turkeys for the traditional Thanksgiving meal. They cite such facts as turkeys' remarkable intelligence and care for their young, the unhealthiness of their meat, since it is high in fat and often contaminated with bacteria, like Salmonella and Campylobacter, the potential for transmitting bird flu, warnings from international organizations about antibiotic-resistant disease risk, the suffering of the turkeys themselves due to extreme crowding, filthy living conditions, and cruel death, the environmental tolls of animal waste pollution, the danger of the slaughterhouse workplace, and finally, because there is no need to kill turkeys, with the countless healthy and humane alternatives available to enjoy on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you, PETA, for these sound and caring reasons to save our precious turkey co-inhabitants. May all Americans opt for a cruelty-free holiday feast for the whole family to enjoy the true blessings of Thanksgiving.
Avian flu resurgence heightens worry of swine flu combination, with new bird flu virus cases surfacing in Egypt, Indonesia, Thailand, and Olago, Vietnam. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has warned of a possible rise of avian flu occurrence from poultry, saying that those in direct contact with the birds are most at risk. WHO's Philippine office in Manila has announced that it is also closely monitoring the situation for potential merging of the swine and bird flu.
Experts fear that such a combination could result in a virulent and deadly new strain. Professor Niels Becker, director of the National Center for Epidemiology and Population Health at Australian National University, explained how modern poultry farms multiply the risk of viral changes.
In these days where we have large farms of poultry, for example, where the hens are very close to each other, and able to spread easily from one hen to another, we have the potential melting pot of emergence of viral infections. There are then very, very large number of birds, each infected with a very, very large number of viruses, and that means that the mutations from birds to humans is facilitated, is more likely.
While far more swine flu deaths and cases exist than can ever be confirmed through testing, the total official tally continues to mount, with 7,909 lives lost worldwide. Among the countries with recently risen official death tolls are Ukraine, with 388 fatalities, Jordan reporting her 8th fatality, Kuwait recording 27, Qatar with an increase to 8, Mongolia to 18, Turkey to 112, Sweden to 15, and Costa Rica to 40. Romania and Estonia have also reported their first swine flu deaths. In regional updates, European swine flu death rates have been doubling since mid-October nearly every 2 weeks, with deaths reaching 169 within this past week alone.
We send our prayers to all those suffering due to swine flu and bird flu. Our thanks, Dr. Becker and others, who are working to bring updated information to the public. Let us all take bold measures to ensure protection of our families and selves by eliminating animal farms, the unnecessary front lines for new disease as we choose instead the wholesome and humane plant-based fare. Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Egyptian court frees four men. The Cairo Criminal Court has ordered the release of Mr. Gamal Heshmat, reportedly a member of the Society of the Muslim Brothers, an unofficial party holding about 20% of the seats in the Egyptian People's Assembly, through independent candidates. Three other citizens were also released as part of the order. We are gladdened to hear of this clemency by Egypt's courts, wishing Mr. Heshmat and the other three men many happy reunions in the appreciative company of loved ones.
Save our planet. Media reports on major greenhouse gas and livestock source. On November 16, a climate change conference was held in Orizaba, a city located in a fertile valley in Veracruz, Mexico. Titled SOS, A Quick Action to Stop Global Warming, the conference was hosted by the Veracruz state government, who specially invited Supreme Master Ching Hai as the honored guest to elaborate on practical ways to address climate change, especially relating to Mexico.
Livestock is the number one source of global warming worldwide, and the primary greenhouse gas, methane, is generated by livestock. One study in Mexico found that livestock was responsible for 97% of the country's agricultural methane. So I repeat, the number one source of global warming is from our consumption, killing of all the cows, pigs, chickens, sheep, eggs, dairy. This, along with the killing of billions of beautiful fish for food, is what causes the most climate-related trouble for our planet.
The video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai was discussed with much interest by major Mexican media, even prior to the conference. Mexico's second largest newspaper, La Jornada Veracruz, published an article titled Alarming Levels of Pollution, also reflecting methane's primary role in global warming.
La alta emisión de CO2, así como de metano y su combinación en el medio ambiente, además de provocar serios impactos ambientales, están acelerando el proceso de cambio climático, incluso de continuar esa tendencia contaminante. En un lapso no mayor a los 20 años, la Tierra estaría enfrentando serios cambios de clima. Incluso algunas de esas metamorfosis ya se registran en la actualidad.
So the solution is very simple. We just have to turn away from the animal products. We stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, fish. If everyone does this, we will have a transformed world in no time. It really is that easy.
We thank La Jornada Veracruz and other media, as well as the Veracruz government, for doing their part to spread this vital information. We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai for her thoughts shared with the Mexican people and all world citizens. Blessed be every endeavor that leads to the swiftest, strongest actions to save our planet.
Save our planet. Fish farming destroys important carbon sinks. Coastal habitats such as mangroves, seagrasses and salt marshes are being cleared at a rapid rate for shrimp farms as well as agriculture and other forms of human development.
Now, a new study by Dr. Emily Pidgeon, director of the Conservation International's Marine Climate Change, advocates for the immediate preservation of these vanishing habitats due to their ability to sequester as much as 50 times the amount of carbon as tropical forests. Dr. Pidgeon explained that unlike forests, which store carbon primarily in the living flora, plants in salt marshes are very efficient at burying carbon in the soil itself, so that it is not released when the plant dies and can remain underground for thousands of years. She stated, "The simple implication of this is that the long-term sequestration of carbon by 1 square kilometer of mangrove area is equivalent to that occurring in 50 square kilometers of tropical forest."
Dr. Pidgeon and colleagues at Conservation International, many thanks for shedding further light on the value of our coastal ecosystems. Let us all strive to tread more lightly and preserve nature's balance.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long highlighted the need for humanity's greater protection of our marine environment, as during a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
We have to stop it. Just stop the fishing. The government has to forbid fishing because it's too important to our survival to delay any further. To stop this destructive practice of fishing, the solution is vegan diet. No fishy stuff in our meals. The sea offers us plenty of better food choices. The wide varieties of super healthy and nutritious sea plants. We can even live on it forever. We must protect a living and healthy sea as it relates to our living and healthy self.
Save our planet. Professor Barry Brook at the University of Adelaide in Australia recommends reduced meat consumption, stating that livestock raising is responsible for more of the country's greenhouse gas emissions than the coal industry.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based charity Save the Children reports that infants and youth in Africa are already perishing due to climate change-induced drought, with another 250,000 who could succumb as global warming becomes the biggest health threat facing children this century.
Save Our Planet. Emulating an ancient Incan technique, German scientists with the NGO Alimon helped bring water to more than 1 million in Lima, Peru, through the construction of plastic netting that collects water from the dense fog for later household and gardening use.
Save Our Planet. The World Wildlife Fund Pakistan reports that the Pai Forest, a protected area located in one of the world's 40 most biologically diverse regions, is highly threatened by a combination of human encroachment, illegal poaching, and climate-related water shortages.
Thank you. I'm Mirabel, and this is Laguna.
Hi, everyone. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Laguna and I are both vegan, meaning no animal products in our diet.
Today, we have a tip from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The empty bags, such as of chips, can be saved for other packing later.
Even to wrap up sandwiches.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for this handy idea that also helps us reduce our use of resources.
And many thanks, loyal viewers, for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching, and now the weather around the world.
In Environment News, United Nations agencies emphasize healthy oceans are vital to halt global warming. Executive Director of the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, Dr. Achim Steiner said regarding the oceans, now it is emerging that they are natural allies against climate change. In a report initiated by the UNEP, the Food and Agricultural Organization, and the Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, it is stated that conserving and rehabilitating marine ecosystems could offset up to 7% of current emissions from fossil fuels. This combined with decreases in deforestation could lead to 25% of the emissions reductions required to prevent severe climate change. Our thankfulness, United Nations agencies, for this important information about the crucial role of our seas in maintaining balance on our planet. And we take heed of these findings and protect our precious ecosphere in the most efficient way possible by adopting the earth-saving plant-based lifestyle.
In good governance news, a Hong Kong health program for the elderly will help thousands. Approximately 20,000 seniors and 7,000 caregivers are expected to benefit from the project that will assist older patients after they leave medical facilities. As part of the $12.4 million endeavor, teams create personally tailored plans for the elderly who will be discharged from the hospital. In addition, support groups will give the seniors transitional aid at home. It is currently being piloted in Kwun Tong, Kwai Cheng, and Tuen Mun districts. Our earnest appreciation, Hong Kong, for your dedication to the well-being of your senior citizens. May all receive tender loving care to maintain fulfilling lives. Coming up, an equine dentist from the United Kingdom is presented with the International Fund for Animal Welfare Award. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More splendid news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, high-thinking news for a more civilized world. In animal welfare news, a United Kingdom equine dentist is honored. Dr. Andre Majerski from North Wales was the recipient of the International Fund for Animal Welfare Award, presented at the House of Lords in the Palace of Westminster. The recognition was given for the dentistry work he performs on horses, donkeys, and llamas on a volunteer basis. Dr. Majerski provides services to the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and Freshfields Animal Rescue in the United Kingdom. He also kindly visits Greece to give free dental care to horses and donkeys on the islands. Dr. Majerski said, "I just thoroughly enjoy working with animals." Our heartiest congratulations, Dr. Andre Majerski, on your prestigious award. The beautiful animals you have helped are sure to remember you always with much gratitude.
And now for some humor with a joke told in Punjabi entitled Telling Time.
ਭਾਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਅਜੇ ਸਮਾਂ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ, ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਮਿਲਣ ਗਈ, ਮੇਰਾ 3 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਪੋਤਾ ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਪਹਿਨੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਸੀ। ਬਾਅਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਕੋਟ ਚੁੱਕ ਕੇ ਤੁਰਨ ਲੱਗੀ, ਮੈਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਵਜੇ ਹਨ। ਉਸਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਘੜੀ ਵੱਲ ਖਾਲੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮਾਰੀ ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਸਮਾਂ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ, ਉਸਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਫਖਰ ਨਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ।
And now for our viewers' heartline on an urgent message from Supreme Master Ching Hai delivered at the Climate Change Conference in Veracruz, Mexico on June 4th, 2009. This message was broadcast on Words of Wisdom and can be freely downloaded at www.suprememastertv.com/climate-change-conference.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you for proliferating this humbling message. Please don't forget to remind the public that the milk and dairy product industry is directly related to the beef industry. Habla from the United Kingdom.
Thank you so much for sharing. It is one of the best ever I have watched so far regarding climate change. Concise, thoroughly researched, and awakening. Yes, we must follow the organic vegan diet in order to rescue our precious planet from all these climate change related disasters. Trith, from the USA.
Caring viewers, thank you for your support. The message given by Supreme Master Ching Hai is indeed very urgent. The organic vegan solution is our main hope now to save our planet. Let's share this message with every world citizen. May all humanity awaken to the necessary action of adopting the benevolent vegan diet with divine illumination to you and yours.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with grace and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Formosa, Taiwan's Bureau of National Health Insurance, donates over $154 million to assist in paying the health insurance premiums of nearly 500,000 less fortunate residents.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Jewish Bahia State Governor Jacques Wagner welcome Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Brazil for discussions on Middle East peace and bilateral trade relations.
The UK-based charity Interpol donates funds enabling veteran British actor David Morrissey and colleagues to teach drama skills to Palestinian refugee children in Lebanon.
As the first such official to visit Cuba in 14 years, Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith meets with his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodriguez Perilla, affirming a wish to strengthen bilateral relations.
Iraqi Shiite chieftain Omar al-Hakim meets with His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan as part of a tour to build relations, while the king pledges ongoing support of Iraqi growth.
Poland's parliament passes a bill removing slot machines in cafes, clubs, shops, and service stations, as well as making gambling illegal for people under 18 years of age.
Held the theme of Theatre Without Borders, a total of 62 troops from 30 different Arab and African countries performing plays at the 14th Carthage Theatre Days in Tunisia this year.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals names acclaimed British actor and producer Sir Roger Moore as 2009 Person of the Year for his work on the campaign against the cruelty of foie gras.
Lebanese lawyer Amal Haddad becomes the first woman elected to head the Beirut Bar Association in Lebanon.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev welcomes Russian human rights activists to the Kremlin, where he announces a bill being submitted to Parliament to facilitate the work of NGOs in society.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.